It's Wednesday, the 10th of December, just after 10 a.m. Oh, a long lie in bed this morning till 9. A late decision because my wife reckoned that with the forecast, the weather forecast, it wouldn't have been at all pleasant heading up and around the town if it was going to be so wild. So we just had another couple of hours in bed, which was quite appreciated actually. So it's nice and bright just now. Well, actually it's nice and bright above me and partly to the east, but the west where these winds are coming from, the skies are, my goodness, they are so dark and moving at a amazingly, actually at this moment in time here in the garden, it's not as wild as it was when we got up an hour ago, so I'm not sure whether we've passed the worst of it or whether the worst is still to come, but I know already, you know how you get frustrated? Well, I'm put the telly on this morning when I was making my porridge. It's a rare occasion nowadays that I put the television on. I like to just sit there and listen to a bit of music. So I put it on and said, well, there's going to be loads of footage off the west coast that are getting battered with these winds and high waves. And not a thing. Just a scrolling banner at the foot of the page or the screen. And they had mention, but not one photograph, not anybody sending in messages, not any footage, video. Maybe we'll get them later, but not a single thing on any of the news channels that I watched this morning. It was shocking. So that just reaffirmed my resolution never to put the television on the morning. Anyway, apparently they've measured 50 or 52 foot waves over in the Outer Isles. That must have been something to see. I know there's thousands of homes without power in the Western Isles. 17,000 they reckon at the moment, and it could get worse. Right here now, unless it's a calm period, a calmish period between the storms, because at 9 o'clock this morning, those trees were leaning way over, and there was snow and rain. I thought it'd be so bad that I actually put my binaurals in, and put my big coat on, and my shaggy winter hat, to keep the wind and the elements out of the nights. Didn't really need it. Well, not at the moment anyway. So, a good sleep last night, definitely a great sleep. Apart from being up two or three times, but there you go, that's life. But the positive side was that I go back to sleep each time. I still felt pretty tired at 9 o'clock when the alarm went off. I wanted another hour. So I'm feeling okay. Still a little bit throaty, but that's probably down to snoring. I'll tell you what, that hot, sweet cup of tea this morning is lovely. So I thought I'd lost the fence panel when I got up this morning. One of the new ones I put up, the ones I put up, the two ones together. But the buckets, the rubbish buckets had saved it from coming out. I completely forgot I'd only temporarily fixed it in with a couple of strips of wood, meaning to get round and do a proper fixing. And the wind last night dislodged one of the temporary fixings, so it's now leaning against the buckets, but it hasn't moved anywhere through the night. So I'm really grateful for that. Although the garden is strewn with the light plant pots and bags, there's empty bags from the garden that I always save for rubbish. Because I have no shed, they're stored around the side of the house at the moment, and obviously the wind's taken a liking to them and wheeched them round into the back garden. They have actually wheeched them elsewhere. It's a cold wind though, really, as my hands are getting cold really quickly. In fact, they went blue. Tea's cold, tea's cooling off quickly. But other than that, I'm feeling pretty good. Still feeling positive, I have to admit. Still occasionally throughout the day, little glimpses of little dark moments. They don't last, they don't linger, but they still appear. And I'm not sure whether that's down to the winter or what it is, time of year. I'm glad they passed quickly though, but I'm still a wee bit conscious of the fact that they still appear randomly and for no reason, or no apparent reason. There's always a reason for no apparent reason. As long as they pass quickly. Hello, Mr. Fat Plumpy Cock Blackbird. Does the garden lady know that you're stealing the porridge? There was a cock blackbird the other day that I put a big slab, if you like, a set handful of porridge out in one of the bird tables. And this blackbird had obviously been into it, because it was sitting looking in the kitchen window from the wee bird table. And you know how someone shoves a custard pie in your face? Yes, that's how he looked. It had porridge all over his beak, in his face. Sloppy diner. And I see that the Niger feeder is almost empty again. Yeah. Can't keep those wee goldfinches going. Ah, a little robin appeared on the back fence and went to fly up to the suet feeder, and another robin flew in rapidly and hunted him off, or her off. So, obviously got to be my resident robin, and the snow has started again. Yeah, that black cloud's reached here. Don't know if you can hear the snow. You will if I go over by the laurel, I guess. I'm quite surprised actually, because I thought I was going to step out here and be blown away and get some really good sounds of the wind. Maybe later on.